In northern Sri Lanka, the emotional shock of the December 26th tsunami is wearing off. People are going back to work, schools are reopening, life is beginning to return to normal. The focus now is on how to rebuild towns and villages that were destroyed by the water. From the north of the country, which is controlled by the Tamil Tigers, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Much of Sri Lanka's coast was hard hit by the waves, but the northeast faced the epicenter of the earthquake and thus bore the brunt of the tsunami's power.
You will find the whole village is gone. You'll find the entire village is wiped out. Every single member will be wiped out.
Naran Narandran is the project director with the Tamil Rehabilitation Organization's Disaster Management Unit.
You won't see any traces of it. Only the fellows, the people in the refugee camp will say, my mother was there, my father was there, my child was there. That's where I used to live. It's absolute sand.
In the north of Sri Lanka, religion and ethnicity have fueled a long-running guerrilla war. The Tamils are predominantly Hindu. The ruling Sinhalese in the south are mainly Buddhists. For two decades, the Tamil Tiger rebels fought a drawn-out separatist war against the south. Under a 2002 ceasefire, the Tamil Tigers now run the north as a separate state within Sri Lanka. Because of the conflict, the north is far less developed than the south. In the south, the tsunamis turned tourist resorts and sturdy brick homes into piles of debris. Here, the waves swept simple fishing villages and wooden huts off the beaches without a trace. Currently, hundreds of thousands of people who lost their homes are living in schools, temples, and camps. Jay Mahaswaran, with the Planning and Development Department of the Tamil Administration, says people must be moved out of these emergency shelters quickly.
The idea is to get them out within about 15 days from the camps to temporary dwellings, and that might be sheds or tents. And then within 6 months, we want to try and get them onto permanent housing. But this time around, we need to move them away from the sea because they were living too close to the sea.
Mahaswaran is from this region, but he spent most of his life working as an agricultural engineer in Australia. He says when it comes to rebuilding northern Sri Lanka, local officials here have to be ambitious.
800 kilometers of the coast has been completely wiped out, just in the northeast. And every person who was eking out a life in the sea is now out of a job. And their infrastructure, their boats, their nets, everything is wiped out. And we need to put them back there, otherwise this whole area will collapse as far as economy is concerned.
He says when the fishing villages are rebuilt, the houses will be 300 to 500 yards from the sea, rather than right on the beach like they were before. It's important that the international relief aid not just be biscuits and rice to feed people for the next few weeks, he says, but also assistance to help rebuild homes and repair damaged roads. The town of Mulativu used to be a fairly prosperous fishing town. Successful fishermen lived in a neighborhood of solid houses near the beach. A large Christian church with 2-foot-thick brick walls dominated the center of town. All that's left of Mulativu is the facade of the church. Statues of angels perched on the facade peer out over the fields of rubble. Aravanthan, with the local Tamil Tiger administration, is coordinating the cleanup of what used to be Mulativu.
They don't have enough load dozers and trucks.
In addition to a lack of heavy equipment, he's hampered by a lack of spare parts. On this day, one of his backhoes has snapped its tread and had to be shut down while they waited for it to be repaired. Aravanthan also says that he's having a hard time finding laborers willing to work amidst the wreckage. There are thousands of displaced men in the local refugee camps, but they refuse to come back here.
People are dead here, no? Their own bodies are here. Their children and relatives' bodies are here. They don't want to come and see that. Here in northern part of the country, it's very difficult to get laborers.
While local officials want to rebuild here as quickly as possible, the emotional scars of what happened on December 26th may take far longer to repair. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kilinochi, Sri Lanka.